This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living at Empower Radio. My guest today is pretty cool, really. And she has lived through some hardships that I know many of us have traveled down. Lily Sanders is a life coach, an energy healer. She's a speaker. She has been on television, in soap operas. I think it was One Life to Live. I know Lily will correct me on that. And she's written an amazing book called Truth to Triumph, a spiritual guide to finding your truth. I loved the intro that her publicist sent to me. It said, when life's hard knocks make you feel beaten, take heart from Lily Sanders, whose conquest over abuse and hardship led to enlightened self-knowledge and real self-love. If you are tuning into me for the first time, you're going to find out that I am all about self-love, not in a narcissistic way by any means, but honoring yourself and stepping into your soul's truth. So you know that this book and the topic truly spoke to me. With that said, welcome to Soulful Living, Lily.
Thank you, Terry. It's great to be here. I appreciate those kind words, all about self-love myself. In fact, when, you know, someone asked me the other day, and I'm going to have to start changing my lingo, is, you know, what do I do? I'm a locksmith to the heart.
And that's what I do. I love that.
Thank you. I'm putting it up on my website.
And yes,
everyone, all the listeners, all the first
I love that.
Know, thank you. Yeah. That's what I am. That's what I do. I was thinking about one word that would explain exactly me and the essence of me and how that relates to what I do. And I came up with that word, locksmith, not by myself. I was talking with someone on the phone and, that was the word. And I said, perfect. I'm a locksmith. That's what I am, people.
Heart. Well, hopefully the listeners will have a little bit more insight on how either you can help them unlock the pain and suffering that they are experiencing or how they can help themselves. That's really what it comes down to. You know, I have to say, I have to tell you this. When I was reading the intro, I literally heard Marianne Williamson's voice reading the intro in my head. And then I went further into the book and you talked about picking up a book in a bookstore and really returning to love. And I thought, wow, was that the book you read?
No, do you know what book it was? It was Louise L. Hay.
I had a feeling it was Louise Hay.
I don't know.
Too.
Yes,
it was one of those two.
Myself. Yes. Yeah. And it was Louise L. Hay. And that was, this was back in the day. This was in the 80s, late 80s. And it was The Power Is Within You or The Power Within You, something about The Power Within You. I still have the book, Terry. I've never read it from front to back. Sometimes we don't need to read a book from front to back before, like, you know, you have that little nudge or that push, you know, from the universe trying to kind of knock on that door of your heart. And what happened was I wound up getting her cassette tapes, as you remember in my book.
Yeah.
And this was the first time that I'm hearing anything about loving myself. Mm-hmm. This is the first time that I'm hearing anything about an inner child. I'm like, what is this? You know, we're all raised in this society that is so full of doctrine and belief and, you know, what all of these rules and regulations and, you know, things that we have to do to, you know, to be accepted or to be validated or to receive a reward. And not, you know, decades later, I realized, you know, and after I finally had that, you know, universal 2x4 knocked me over the head till I was flat on my back. Mm-hmm. I say, hey, no, this, that, that's all wrong. It's all about self-love. All about yes. coming into that journey within yourself. You know, I mean, even, you know, all through Truth to Triumph, you know, I talk about love. That whole book is about love. It brings, you know, love brings us these answers and wisdom that stretch far, far beyond human logic. I always say, and I said in Truth to Triumph, don't try and, you know, understand, you know, love or quantum love. It's not logical. It just is. Love is.
Well, and at the time that you were exposed, you know, that you experienced mm-hmm. Louise Hay, you know, I have to say that was a shift in my life as well, that time frame. You know, there was Louise Hay and Marianne Williamson and Wayne Dyer and
yes.
so many people that were finally talking about loving yourself unconditionally. You know, Wayne Dyer, he talks about growing up in the city and the abandonment issues that he faced. And for you, it was growing up in an abusive family, and your shift mm-hmm. within yourself came after being in an abusive relationship for a long time. But in that time, you know, after growing up with familial abuse, I can hardly say that sometimes, it chokes me up. Mm-hmm. They were, as you said, dogmatic, and you were taught to loving yourself was conceit and it was narcissistic, and you just dealt with whatever came. And that is not correct. True. It is all about love.
It's all about love. And it what's interesting and what I love so much is that science is now paralleling with these, you know, spiritual teachings, if you will, from thousands and thousands of years ago. It's now catching up. And right. I love to see that science is saying like, oh, 6 years ago, we were wrong. You know, we can heal through love. We can heal through light. We can heal. I love it. It's like, it's such an exciting time in the world right now. There is so yeah. much more positive and loving things going on in the world. I really would love the listeners to know that today. Am I right, Terry? This, you know, look, we read the news, we listen to the news, we read news on the, you know, digital media. Sometimes, you know, the more insufferable, the better. But that's a small little piece of what's going on. There's so much more love going on right now. There's so much more positive transformation going on. You know, each one of us, we all have that right to, you know, our birthright is to love and be completely healed and have overall well-being in the world.
Well, and one of the things that you talk about quite a bit is that it's inside of you. It's not looking for success outside of yourself, not looking for love outside of yourself, that it is deep inside of you, and it's your light. It glows, it's ready to shine, and your work helps people, well, let's use your word, unlock it.
Yes,
open it up.
Unlock it. Open it up. I mean, if anyone, you know, goes on my website, that's the first thing is, you know, unlock the magic. I truly, truly want everyone to know around the globe that you all have the magic within you to choose the creations that you want to experience. And we can unlock this, you know, every single step, but we have to walk this present step, you know, this path of knowing every single present step at a time. And yeah, stop looking to the world for love. Anything and anyone in the world, you know, that can give you something, that's going to all be short-lived. You know, nothing's forever. Everything is for a while. I say that all the time. You know, but we were all given this divine gift of love within. And as you really look into this, and you will know this, Terry, even thinking about this metaphysically, it becomes within, it becomes without, because we're all connected, right, in this universal energy field, if you will. So we're kind of everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. And how often do we hear, you know, change yourself within and you'll find it outside of you. And
yes.
changing yourself can simply be choosing to see the love light that you really are. And wow, I mean, that's so powerful.
It is. And what's even more empowering is, you know, we're kind of listening to a lot of this, you know, positive thinking, and you can create this and you can create that. But in reality, the creation's already there. It's
yes.
all about choice. And, you know, mm-hmm. I write this e-course that people can always find through my website, but I write this e-course, Seven Gateways to Triumph. And six gateways. And seven gateways. Yeah, Seven Gateways to Triumph. What it is it underscores all the teachings that I do in Truth to Triumph. You don't have to read Truth to Triumph to take the course. It's a kind of a nice way to just kind of get all of the flesh out of there. And one mm-hmm. of those gateways is choice. Choice is mm-hmm. huge, you know, because situations in our life, they may not always turn perfect, but the choice to have peace in a situation is always there. And if you have peace in a situation, then it truly is perfect.
Yeah, you dedicated a chapter on that in the book too, about really choosing peace in every situation. And,
yes.
you know, coming from an upbringing that was rather chaotic, it mm-hmm. can be difficult to take those first few steps. What really triggered you for stepping into making that choice?
Great question. What triggered me was that need for peace, actually, to be even more concise, if you will. I basically had suffered enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, when you get to that point where enough is enough, this was far deeper than that point. This was where, again, I had that big 2x4 kind of whack me over the head from the universe. Like, okay, mm-hmm. Lily, so when are you going to choose not to suffer? When are mm-hmm. you going to choose to love you and take your power back and trust in me? And that was it. I heard those words loud and clear. And I was laying there saying, okay, I'm going to trust. I'm going to love. I'm going to know that everything will be okay. In fact, I'm going to know in this moment that everything is okay. And that's mm-hmm. when that was the big trigger.
Yeah. Whew. Isn't it amazing when we can breathe into that and say, it's okay?
Yes. Yeah. And I absolutely, you know, it's interesting, but the worst things that happen in our life situations is really making you the best and better person, serving, you know, your highest self that you can, if you make the choice to walk through, if you make a choice to see that portal and actually take advantage of it. It can grow you in dynamic ways if you take that choice. If you don't take that choice, you know, alternatively, you just wind up staying in suffering mode. We want to go from suffering mode, out of suffering, into peace. See, pain, we're always going to have. Terry, mm-hmm. you have a very sad story. I read your story, and I have my sad story. Listeners today, you all have your sad story. We have all gotten pain from our stories and any kind of loss, you know, or separation. It has really, it's made tremendous pain in us. But the difference is, you know, we all have pain, and for that, I can say we all can have, we have the shared compassion as we should for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, what are we going to do with that pain? Are we going to transfer that energy into peace, or are we going to transfer that into suffering? We don't want the latter, do we? We want peace.
Right. Nobody wants suffering.
No one wants suffering. No one wants to not feel loved. No one wants to live in conflict and suffer. We all want the actual, you know, the opposite. We all want love, and we all want peace in our life. And it's at our reach. We just have to make that choice.
Okay, so Lily. Again, listeners, I'm talking with Lily Sanders. You can find all of Lily's information here at the Soulful Living page on Empower Radio. And we're talking about her work, Truth to Triumph, a spiritual guide to finding your truth. Lily is a life coach. She's an energy healer. She is an amazing, dynamic woman who is ready to help you transform your life. So Lily, as the locksmith for the heart, what are some of the keys to turn, right? To turn the key to loving yourself unconditionally. Peace, okay, of course, is one of them.
Yes. Okay, good. So you think of locksmith. We need to go to the root and we need to pull it out. Now, for me, this meant facing my own pain. For you, for listeners, this means facing your own pain and then transmuting that into peace. Many, many years ago, I was never really certain how to do that effectively. Today, I know. That's why I love doing what I do. I love being the locksmith to the heart because I know that it works. I know how I overcame it, and I know that you can too. So this idea of loving oneself, it's really by beginning to see yourself at soul level, letting go of that linear concept of thinking and allowing the multidimensional concept as your new reality. That needs to be your new reality, meaning look, you love and honor the body that is housing your soul, but who you are is really the soul. So going, seeing yourself separate from this body, seeing yourself separate from what's outside of the body, like every single life situation, whether it's good or bad or indifferent, that's not who you are. You're not your life situation. You're not the experience. But you are you, you know, and who you are is really the embodiment of the essence of love itself. So once you start to see yourself, allow yourself in this multidimensional concept, if you will, as your new reality, now you can come into the awareness and see that you're so much more than this vehicle that houses the soul. And the potential is there to unlock anything and everything your heart desires, because you will be in this harmonious matrimony, if you will, with yourself and your inner child. And this is the relationship that we want to strive for, because this is our divine connection to oneness. Whether you call it oneness, God, you know, it doesn't matter. Again, none of it is doctrine. It's really all about coming to this understanding and awareness that you are one, you know, with this connection, and we're all connected. Every single one of us, doesn't matter if you want to call that God, the universe, divine oneness, it Mother Earth, it doesn't matter what you call it what you want. It just is. And coming into that awareness is going to really make you question, not just question or inquire who you are, but actually discover who you are and then begin to live that way, start to see, breathe, eat, and live through the eyes or the lens of the soul, if you will. And what people discover, you know, when I do workshops, by the end of the workshops, by the end of a few days, they're starting to look at things completely different. And all of a sudden, those things that you were all stressed out about, or that you were, you know, depressed about, or worked up about, or down and out about in your life situations, all of a sudden, it's not even important anymore, because you realize that you're so much more than that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that you are creation. You know, you had said earlier in our conversation, you mentioned something about the creation is within you. And once you grasp that, it becomes so powerful. And, you know, learning that in a workshop, I feel like the way that you're presenting it, it's going to last beyond just what somebody might learn in a workshop, you know, that they walk away really learning how to step back, maybe pause and connect with their soul and that sense of love and overall well-being, and then being able to radiate that out.
Completely. And the reason why they're able to take that along with them as a way of life is because I teach them the one practical thing that you need to learn. And, we're time sensitive here, so I'll just be quickly. The secret to loving yourself unconditionally is letting go of fear. The secret to loving yourself unconditionally is letting go of fear every time. That means we have to shut off the mental noise in the mind that obscures love from entering. Because truly, fear comes from this unconscious mind that we all have within ourselves, not the heart. The heart only houses love. So right. Once we learn to let go of the fear, embrace the love, hear the love, share the love, that is why we are here. Love has no agenda. It needs no introduction, right? It need not be activated. We don't have to activate it because it's there. Love is, and it's the greatest energy on the planet. Love is the key ingredient of human consciousness. So that said, if we confuse our hearts with the love of God, we understand true agape love. Love isn't prejudiced. I say this in truth to triumph. Love is not prejudiced and is for all of humanity waiting to be found under every stone unturned. So don't let life situations keep you from love. That's the message for the listeners here today. If you find yourself amongst the rubble, just keep turning those stones. I promise you that you're going to find love under there. And when you do, embrace it. Pick it up. Embrace it. Smell it. Touch it. Feel it. Because the agape love is an unconditional and universal love that transcends everything, no matter what your life situation is. It is the one thing that you can count on. Trust it.
That's absolutely beautiful. And I want to reiterate that what you've been saying all along is that is you, the essence of who we truly are. Our soul is love.
Yes. Yes.
It's who we are. Wow, that was really, really powerful. Well, we have just a few minutes left, and I really wanted to check in on two different things. We talked briefly that you do offer healing services. Let's talk about that a little bit. Tell me what that looks like.
Okay. So what I do is I am a Reiki master. And for those that don't know what Reiki is, it's, kind of a term loosely translated as energy healing, spiritually guided universal life force energy, right? So as a Reiki master, I do distance work, and I love to do that because it allows me to reach people globally. I work with people in England. I work with people on the West Coast, as I'm in the East Coast. Physical distance does not matter in the Reiki practice, just as you would know, Terry. So just like all energy healing, Reiki can be sent through time and space. Now, so what I do is, on my website, lilysanders.live, you can go to the healing page, and it's described there as well. And prior to distance Reiki healing session, I schedule an intake session in my personal video chat room or Skype or whatever is easier for everyone. And this session basically helps prepare the recipient for the healing process and is given powerful insight tips on how to be fully open to receive. Here's the big thing, and here's my thing, and here's what may set me apart from what other people have experienced. It's this simple. I want the listeners to know. To be aware of the constant flow of your body is important. Everyone needs to be aware of constant flow and change of the body every single moment. And I teach people to experience their body as a process and not a structure. So when you experience that, it's a completely different feeling than your body as a structure. Embrace the miracle of that body, today, every day, every moment. And that really helps in the healing process because truly, emotional energies in our body, we have really been kind of layering that on us, for a lifetime, for many lifetimes.
Right. It just keeps building up.
Keeps building up. And those emotional energies, that's all of the space within the body that is creating our pain, emotional pain and physical pain, mental pain. So we need to clear those blockages because they're layered there. And those come out in those emotional energies will come out in shame, hurt, disappointment, abuse, cancers, headaches, depression, you name it, physical, mental, you name it, sinus issues, whatever it is. And so to get that that breakthrough and just clear those blockages is really what's key. So that's what I really enjoy doing with people. So I kind of couple that off with, you know, face-to-face by video sessions, coaching sessions, if you will, that prepares people for the distance Reiki that I do.
It sounds so powerful, so, so powerful. I know with my own clients that when you can help them release that, so much healing can take place. Okay, we're down to the wire. We have just a few seconds left. I want to thank you so much for being here. And I always love for my guests to leave the listeners with something that they can take out into the day and elevate their soul. Really, maybe change the tone of their day. What would that be for you, Lily?
Okay. Hold, H-O-L-D, the seventh gateway to triumph. When we hold on to our dreams and never let them go, they really can happen. But we can't just dream about it in our minds. We must hold on to the love and passion that we have for something and ourselves and use it as a catapult that takes you to the very steps needed to manifest truth in your life.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here with us today and for really listening to the love within you and stepping out to help so many people. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you.